Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard.
This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Prints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and a wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Prints at instantprints.com/Boise or call 200-IMPRINTS, that's 208-467-7468. Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Carl Felt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobel.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started.
Well, Kim, I am so excited to have you on the show today. We've known each other for how long now?
7 years.
7 years? Is that how long it's been?
Yeah.
It just flies so fast. You know? So you came to me and... This was back when I had my clinic out in Nampa.
Yeah, yes.
When I took over Dr. Thornburg's office. And yes. So tell me a little bit. I know your story, but tell the listeners a little bit kind of where you're at and what was going on in your life and why you seeked help.
Yeah. So in 2012, my whole health just tanked. The floor just came out from underneath me. But a little bit about my health before that, I was addicted to the standard American diet. I was eating sugar, flour, potatoes, everything white, no greens, never a vegetable. I was on over 100 antibiotics for what they call painful bladder syndrome. Not an infection, but I was given 100 courses of antibiotics for inflammation of the bladder. And then I also had Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism. So I had those three things going for me. And then in 2012, I thought I was healthy because that was just me being normal. I started having chronic fatigue and I could not get out of bed. And I describe it as bone-crushing chronic fatigue, painful muscles. My nerves were on fire. The more I slept, the more tired I was. And I also had these weird vibrations, electrical vibrations throughout my body. It felt like I was touching an electric fence. And just once that kind of started, things started going downhill really fast. I couldn't feel my face. Most of the time I'd have splotches all over, just numb spots on my face, mostly in my mouth, my tongue, the roof of my mouth. My lips would twitch, my face muscles would twitch, and brain fog really bad. I couldn't even drive a car. I couldn't focus to drive a car. I still had memory, but I just couldn't. I didn't have the strength to drive a car. And so I went and got my blood drawn because I'm thinking, well, something's going to show up on the blood. And they called me and they were like, Mrs. Eckelmeyer, you are the picture of health. We don't know what to tell you. And I was like, well, I feel like my body is shutting down. How can nothing show up on my blood test? Well, your vitamin D is a little low. And we know that you have three small kids at home. So why don't you just get some help at home? You're just tired because of your three kids. And I'm thinking, no, something is wrong. Like I had chronic neck pain. Then I started having tremors external and internal. Like my body was shaking. So I was really scared. And I started Googling my symptoms because the doctors were like, oh, you're the picture of health. So Dr. Google said that I had multiple sclerosis or chronic Lyme or mercury poisoning. And so that night I told my husband, I'm like, I think I have MS based on everything I'm reading. And I was really scared. I was frightened because every day I'd lose another function or another symptom. And I had over 40 symptoms and I was really frightened. I was terrorized that my body was just going to shut down and I was losing function. And so the date is September 13th. I went to bed and I had told my husband, you know, I think I have MS. And I woke up at 2:30 in the morning and the whole left side of my body was numb. And I thought I was having a stroke because couldn't feel anything. And also it felt like I had wet the bed. I was mortified. Yeah. And I was feeling around and I couldn't feel anything wet, but I woke up my husband. We went to the ER. The ER said, well, you're not dying today. I'll send you home. But clearly you need to see a neurologist. So here's your appointment, 2 weeks. You need to see this neurologist. And I said, okay, well, what happens if I have another attack in the 2 weeks? Do I just keep coming back to the ER? Well, we can't tell you that. We can't tell you what to do. But you're not dying today. Well, that's good to know. So I had another attack a week later. I had lost my vision for 30 minutes. I was so scared. I was just like, something is majorly wrong. And why can't we find out? Nothing was pointing to anything. So I got to the neurologist and we'll call him, his name is Dr. P. I'm going to call him Dr. P. And he looks at me and he first of all rules out ALS because of kind of how fast I was declining. Well, you don't have ALS. Let's get a brain MRI and a spinal tap. Well, the brain MRI showed 8 lesions in my brain. And the radiologist report said consistent with multiple sclerosis. And Dr. P looked at that report and he said, you know, I disagree with him. I'm going to give him a call. So he called him and he said, you know, I don't think that this is a correct diagnosis because your brain lesions are really random. And the radiologist held his ground. He's nope, it's MS. And so now I'm thinking, okay, who do I believe? Radiologist, neurologist. And he's like, well, let's wait for your spinal tap. So 4 weeks went by, waited for my spinal tap, and it was normal. So Dr. P, he throws his hands in the air and says, I don't know what to do with you. Let's meet again in a year. And I was like, I have to live like this for a whole year. I said, I'm here. I'm begging you for medication to cover up my symptoms. I'm really frightened. And he's like, nope, I'm not going to give you any. And that honestly saved my life. And I said, well, Dr. P, what can I do to help myself if you're not giving me anything? He said, well, I want you to do high intensity workouts and sweat out the toxins. I couldn't even get out of a chair. And I said, okay, well, I can't do that. I just want to get out of bed. Can I change my diet? And he had a temper tantrum in front of me and he shook his finger in my face. Don't you dare change your diet. Diet has nothing to do with your condition. And
oh my gosh, I'm just floored right now.
I know.
I'm already super mad at these doctors that tell us it's all in our head and go home and get, you know, more rest. And now this Dr. P is really peeing me off. I apologize for interrupting you, but I'm just goodness. Okay.
So he offered you no solution. He offered nothing. And now when you suggest something, he gets mad at you suggesting when he has nothing to offer you.
Yeah. He offered a natural suggestion and I countered.
Yeah.
And he didn't like mine. So we walked out of the office. I was in tears and my husband looked at me. He goes, you know, we don't have to come back here ever again, dude. And I said, really? I said, I thought I was married to Dr. P for the rest of my life. When he told me we didn't have to come back, it really empowered me. And we left that office. We went to Costco and bought a Vitamix And I got the book called The MS Diet because that's what we thought I had. And I started eating better. And the book said, don't eat sugar, don't eat gluten or dairy. And for 7 weeks, I was really strict and I cut all that out. And I felt a little bit better. But then after 7 weeks, Christmas came and I just went back into my old habits. And in those 2 weeks of eating back my standard American diet, all my symptoms came back and a little bit worse. So, of course, now I'm thinking, well, do I have MS? I don't know. So I really trust Western medicine that they would figure out what was wrong. So I got a second opinion neurologist. Now we'll call her Dr. C. Dr. C looks at my stuff, my MRI, and she said, you have MS. Why are not you on medication right now? And I'm like, I don't know. And I said, so are you diagnosing me right now with it? Well, I'm only 70% sure. So let's look at your optic nerve. It's if it has neuritis or inflammation, then I will diagnose you. Okay. So I go to the eye specialist and she sees that my optic nerve is inflamed, but she also says, but your retina is detaching right now. I have no clue. So let's get you into a retina specialist. And I'm thinking, oh my, I've been to so many doctors. I've been to about 15 to 20 doctors and I'm done. I got to the retina specialist. He says, you're fine. I don't know what she was looking at. And at that point, I just started praying. Okay, God, 2 years have gone by now. I am frightened of my own body. What do I need to do? Like, this is not working clearly. And he started talking to me and pressing on my heart. He said, stop going to these doctors. And I was like, oh, that's not what I wanted to hear. Like, I don't know what else to do if I don't go to these doctors. And shortly after I saw a Facebook post, one of my friends that had Lyme, she was posting her symptoms. And I was like, those are exactly my symptoms. So I called her up and she said, you have Lyme disease. You need to go to a Lyme literate doctor. And she said, did they test you for Lyme? I said, yeah, they tested me and it was negative. It was the Western blot. She said, no, you need an IGenetics test. You go get tested. So I found a doctor in Salt Lake City. My sister drove me because I couldn't drive. And he did all of his blood work. He gives me a call and says, well, you have end-stage neurological Lyme disease. And I was like, what? That doesn't sound like the picture of health for sure.
Right.
And he said, you also have multiple systemic infectious disease syndrome, which includes Babesia, Bartonella, Mycoplasma pneumonia, and Chlamydia pneumonia. And I was like, are you speaking English? I have never heard of these words before. What, you know? And I said, okay, well, I was elated that we had a diagnosis finally after searching and searching that it wasn't all in my head. And
I said, even though you didn't know what any of those words meant, were happy they were throwing them at you.
Yeah. So I knew I had Lyme. And I said, okay, now what is the treatment? Obviously, you're the specialist. Well, our treatment is 3 years of antibiotics. And I just dropped. I'm like, oh, not antibiotics. I've been on so many antibiotics. I don't know. And so always listen to your inner voice. My inner voice said, do not take these antibiotics. But then I'm like, well, this is the specialist. They know how to treat Lyme. So I started on antibiotics for 4 weeks. I took two antibiotics, oral. And I was sitting on the toilet and the toilet was just full of blood. And I just called them up and I said, this is not for me. I'm not going to do antibiotic treatment. And they said, well, we understand that your gut can't handle it. Why don't you come here? We'll put a port in and we'll put you on IV antibiotics. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do that. So I Googled Lyme disease and naturopathy in Boise, Idaho, and Dr. Carlfelt's name came up. And I gave them a call. They got me in within a day or two. And I get there, and I don't know anything about natural medicine. And he does muscle testing. And I didn't know what muscle testing was. And he said, okay, well, you have Lyme. And then he started saying, you have Bartonella, Babesia, Chlamydia, pneumonia. This is how we treat Lyme. We treat the co-infections, those were the co-infections first, and then viruses, parasites, heavy metals, and then we build your immune system up and let your immune system take care of the Lyme. And I'm thinking, well, this makes sense. My husband was there at the appointment, and he was like, this is a little hokey to me. I gotta get back to work. So he left and left me there. And I'm thinking, well, first of all, Dr. Carl Felt hadn't looked at my labs, and he told me exactly what my labs had said. And I'm thinking, well, maybe naturopathy is like mind reading. Like, how did he know what I had? He knew
through his muscle testing. He's the voodoo doctor.
So I decided this is what I was gonna do. And I started on supplements to support my body and to start detoxing and getting rid of the co-infections and stuff. And I'm not going to say it was an easy road. It's one step forward, two steps back with the herxing, the die-off, the toxins coming out. But about 8 months into treatment, now we were doing vitamin C IVs, hydrogen peroxide IVs and hydrochloric acid IVs. Plus I was doing the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Yeah. So 8 months into this treatment, pretty hardcore treatment, I was in the oxygen chamber with my Bible because you couldn't take anything with you that had metal. And I'm reading my Bible and my prayers had stopped, or at least changed from take this awful illness away, take this pain away, to how can I glorify you through this disease? And when that mindset changed and that prayer changed, things started happening very rapidly. I started getting better. I was given a sign in my head that God wanted me to get anointed. And I didn't know God gave people signs. In the Bible, yes, but I didn't know. And so I was like, okay, God, I think you're asking me to get anointed. It was actually a physical sign. It said A-N-O-I-N-T. And I said, okay, well, I don't know if our church does that, but I'm gonna go to church. If the pastor says anoint up front, then I will get anointed. I wasn't questioning the sign. I just didn't know if we did that as a denomination. So I get to church, and the word anoint is up on the screen when I walk in. And I'm like, okay, I hear you. I'll get anointed.
I give.
I mean, loud and clear. So I told the pastor what happened. He's like, okay, let's get you anointed. So he called the elders of the church together, and they fasted and prayed for me for a whole day. And I didn't know we did that either. I'm like, okay, we anoint people and we fast. Well, so I'm learning a lot. So we do the anointing, and the pastor says, you know, complete healing is not typical. I just want you to know that God is going to reveal something to you that he wants you to learn. I said, okay. I got anointed, and I didn't feel any different physically. The next day, I had an appointment with Dr. Carl Felt, and he's doing his muscle testing. And he's like, let's check your Lyme status. And I hadn't done that in 8 months. And he goes, your Lyme disease is gone. And I mean, I'm just like, bawling. And I hadn't told him that I got anointed. I said, well, I got anointed last night. And I'll never forget what Dr. Carl Felt said. He said, true healing comes from God. And Dr. Carl Felt totally could have taken the credit for any of it. And he didn't. He's very humble. I really appreciate that. So I got anointed, the Lyme disease is gone, but I'm still having a little bit of weird things, which really was the co-infection still hanging around. And so God was like, well, you've come this far. I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to go a little farther. Okay. And I said, okay, well.
I'm loving your story here.
I know. I'm like, okay, God, you brought me this far. What do you want me to do? Well, I went to a raw vegan, like a 3-day course. It was like fasting. And then they teach you how to prepare raw food. And I learned how to sprout and soak buckwheat and nuts and to really prepare healthy, delicious food. And so after that 3-day course, I really felt like I was this chef. I really felt empowered. But God had showed me. So when I left, they said, okay, this is your challenge for the next 4 months. Nothing out of a can, nothing out of a box. Do not eat out at a restaurant and just eat raw fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. And if you take one wrong bite in that 4 months, your 4 months starts over. Oh. And I was like, whoa.
That's harsh.
And I was like, okay, I'll pray about this. So God's like, yeah, I'm going to give you the willpower to get through that. And he did. And it wasn't even hard. Like, it sounds hard, and it was not hard. So for the next 4 months, my hospital was Fred Meyer organic section and my kitchen. And I just did that. And after 4 months, I didn't have any symptoms. I was symptom free.
That's awesome. That is so incredible.
I know. And I know a raw food diet is not for everyone. And it's a really major detox on your body. But God was showing me that I hadn't, like, I hadn't cut out the sugar. Like, after about 30 days, I would reward myself with ice cream. I love ice cream. It's my favorite. So, you know, he was really kind of showing me what I needed to give up in order to heal completely.
How cool. How really cool. Yeah.
That is, I know it's a long story.
No, that is awesome.
Fascinating story. I love it.
Yeah. And I have listened to these podcasts, and the journeys are so different, but they're so similar. Right? The heartbreak of the Western medicine, just not having the right answers or testing, and then they just leave you alone, and it's heartbreaking.
It is. It's very heartbreaking, and I thought I had heard it all, because you kind of hear the same story. You know, you go to the doctor, they tell you nothing's wrong, it's all in your head, go to counseling, and then for the first time here with you today, I hear your doctor says, just come see me next year. Well, that's a new one to me. I guess nothing should amaze me with Western medicine. And
right.
And I mean, again, don't get me wrong. There's a time and place for Western medicine. There is. But Lyme disease definitely opened my eyes to the whole holistic, naturopathic way of treating things. But so obviously it sounds like Dr. Carl Felt, even though he won't take the credit for it, was kind of your savior. And
for sure,
I was super grateful when I relocated to Idaho that I found him as well, because I was struggling after a traumatic experience. I thought I was doing well, got tipped over the edge, and then he pushed me right back. So he's pretty incredible and pretty humble.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Just the knowledge and the learning that you can build up your body to fight diseases on its own, and we don't need medication. And
I think that's the biggest thing, is that people, and also now with this craze, you know, pandemic craze, people to recognize the importance of our God-given gifts and abilities and tools that we have within ourselves, and to really maximize them and recognize where they're coming from. And I think that gives us strength, recognizing that we're not here all by ourselves. You know, we have this power that is given to us, that's flowing through us, and to really be connected with that instead of isolating ourselves.
Yes. So our bodies are definitely designed to heal. We just need to know the right pathways and take out the obstacles.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
And it's not everything worth having. None of it's easy. So I ask you, how's your diet today?
Good question. I do eat 60-70% raw. I eat some fish. I eat honey. I would not call myself a vegan. I don't like that word. I think that's an awful word. But I'm pretty much plant-based diet. Yeah.
And how are you feeling? I mean, are you...
I, I feel better than I have 15 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. I did not know that I was addicted to the standard American diet. That was just normal. I didn't know it was bad, and it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, the nutritional quality of that, there's a reason why, you know, heart disease, cancer, all of these are just blooming up, you know, with the garbage we put on, put into our mouth.
And it's sad.
I just eat nutrient dense foods to feed my mitochondria, since there was so much damage from the antibiotics. Right. And I also fast. So it kind of helps me just keep, I think, in remission, but I do a 3-day water fast once a month. Okay. No supplements and just water. And I feel amazing doing it. I look forward to doing it. And I just love it.
Interesting. Yeah, fasting is amazing. It's a great way to detox your body.
Yeah. And it triggers that what was known as autophagy, you know, where the body, where you start to eat up all the junk tissue and kind of diseased cells and toxins and things. And so the body can conserve energy just to clean house.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could go back and tell myself when I got sick what to do, I would have tell myself not to wait for a diagnosis, because I was so fixated on, I have to know what I have. If I have cancer, how do we treat it? If I have an autoimmune disease. But I wasted 2 years of not doing anything to help my body, just waiting for a diagnosis that was never going to show up. And so really just feeding my body good foods, eliminating the toxins in your house, the chemicals, getting rid of toxic relationships, dealing with trapped emotions. Whole holistic picture.
Yeah, those last two for sure.
Yeah, it was interesting. Exactly what my, at that time, not my wife, but currently my wife, she was, you know, with her autoimmune condition, yeah, you know, she was saying the same thing. I thought I had to have a diagnosis before I came to you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's our mindset. I think we're just kind of conditioned that way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Yeah. It was such a happy surprise when I saw that we're going to interview today.
Good. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for all you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Have an awesome weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks so much. Great thank story. You.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.